Gilbert, I left there. I went over to the ice cream parlor, the 1895 post office. You know all this.
Oh, yeah.
This is your town.
Yes,
the
it is.
The Kleinman ice cream parlor is open and cute as a button. Went in, got an ice cream cone. Next door is a general store. Next door is a bookshop. I walked down to the library, which was closed. I'm going to get in there someday. And the church, it's a block long. It's a one block long little town. And it's classic, quintessential small town. It's anchored on one side with all the flags and the fountain, and on the other side with a Civil War statue and a cannon.
And it's one of the few towns, I think, in this area that, number one, does not have a traffic light.
Correct.
Number two, does not have a gas station.
Correct.
And you won't find a lot of little towns that don't have the at
correct.
Least those two things.
You are correct.
Which I find that is wonderful. I mean, maybe not everybody thinks that's wonderful,
right.
but I think it helps to preserve
right.
the look of the town, the historical value
yeah,
of the town.
I agree. And I don't know, frankly, I don't even know how old you are, but whether in your youth or your mom and dad's, Mrs. Rao told me the stories of the glory days of polo.
Oh, yeah, it was huge.
In Gilbertsville.
I used to go, when I was a teenager, we'd go to the polo matches.
Yeah.
And at the break, you'd all go out and you'd stomp in the divots that the horses had kicked up. Yeah, it was so much fun. And it was a summer long, there were matches every weekend.
And lots of people.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, maybe 100 people would turn out. It was fun.
Yeah, I don't know. I got the feeling they don't do it anymore.
No, they don't. It hasn't been going on for years.
But at the time, the greatest greatest polo places, horses and riders and would come. And
A lot of them were from South America, like Argentina.
Yeah,
and
they would line the field with their little tents and have their coffee set up, and the women would sit there with veils over their hats and watch the men play polo. I saw pictures. Magnificent horses. Huge.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So what an interesting... That, like I said, Brigadoon is like this. There was a musical about Brigadoon, and you drive in, and it's like, or you walk in, and it's like there, and then when you leave, it's gone. And I got the feeling like that about Gilbertsville, but it's here, and I advise everybody, if you get a minute, take a ride to Gilbertsville.
Yeah,
and spend
definitely.
1 hour. See if the Major's Inn is open. Go into the Kleinman Ice Cream Parlor and get an ice cream cone. Go next door to the old-fashioned general store and the bookstore. And take a walk up one side, down the other side, get back in the car. And as you drive out of Gilbertsville, watch how it disappears in your mirror.
Yeah.
I found it a perfectly lovely little place.
Yeah.
It seems to be a long way from a quart of milk.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how your parents did it.
You just plan well.
All right, Leslie, let's go back to work.